Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Monday edition. The Bear Down Chicago Bears edition. The Bears may still suck, but they sucked less than the Packers yesterday edition. The backing into the playoffs at 11-6 and 1-5 in the division. Carl Brooks's middle finger away from going winless in the division edition. And the, hey, it's all going to be okay. Relax. R-E-L-A-X. Well, we'll see. Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and back home again in Sahan Prairie. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Have we overestimated the Green Bay Packers this season? Have we been derelict in our duty on this program to tell people what it is and insight and understanding? Because they're 11-6. They've lost two in a row. Ain't no momentum going into the playoffs. Were we just overestimating this team all along? Did we screw up?
You could say you did. I didn't. I thought they'd be better. They are. And they're in the playoffs. I understand everybody's angst about yesterday. Yesterday didn't change anything. It was a nothing burger. And yes, they would love to have them to play better and to go out there. Outside of Jordan Love's injury, yesterday was, there were a lot of people on this panel, I believe including you, oh, don't play anybody, just go, but go and get ready for the playoffs. And I thought yesterday they were kind of, it was almost like being half pregnant. I don't know what exactly we want to do. Do we want to go full tilt or do we not? And anytime you're indecisive in this league, you get your brakes beat. That's just how it goes. And yesterday, to me, especially on the offensive side of the ball, how long is Josh Jacobs going to play? Oh, you know, is Jordan Love? It just was never going to be a – I would have loved to have just said we're going to win the game, but. And I don't know what was all said in the locker room, but that was not a fully committed, we're going to go kick the Bears blanks and feel good about what we're at. And if we're a six seed, we're a six seed. It didn't feel that way. That maybe was how it was expressed. So – as far as the whole season goes, disappointing in the fact that you weren't able to beat the Vikings or the Detroit Lions, absolutely. you won 11 games, and if you had committed, you end up at 12. If that's a heck of a season, guys. So, no, I get it. I don't know if this is a championship team. But, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say, what a disgustingly bad season. We were way over promoting. No. I just am not there. And until this team is knocked out of the playoffs, I still think this has been a good football team. They have not been a great football. They've been inconsistent. And that's what you should expect from a team that's as young and as inexperienced and still growing. You're the guy that always tells me, hey, guys, growth isn't linear. It isn't linear. I mean, how many times have you told me that? This is part of your non-linear growth. So I guess you can sit here and get pissed off and be all irritated. Great, go ahead. I'm not there today. I'm just not.
There is a wide swath of space between disgusting, disappointing, whatever it was you just said, season and football team, and where they have ended up in what had been a promising season, right? Like, you were touting them in a... What are you rolling your eyes for? If you want to say everything's hunky-dory, go ahead. That's fine. Go right
because
ahead.
Because I'm not saying it's hunky-dory. They're a playoff team that had secured their playoff spot 2 weeks ago, in essence. And you're going to panic and freak out because they lost a glorified preseason game? I'm not there. Like, this is a team that I don't think can go this road. I think this road is going to be too difficult. And had they been able to beat the Detroit Lions a couple weeks ago, I think everything would have changed. It didn't. They didn't. Yeah. And maybe they're not ready to make that. They haven't been a consistent football team. But let's not act like this is some the Bad News Bears type team. It's just not.
No one's saying that. They're in the playoffs. But you were touting them as better than the Eagles and better than the Vikings. Who are they better than right now?
I pulled back on the Eagles. They are not better than
they're not better than the Vikings either. And yesterday, they weren't better than the Bears, who are the Bad News Bears.
They played
Detroit tougher than
Minnesota did
last night. And I don't care if Malik Willis is at quarterback. I don't that.
Well, they did.
I don't understand. Help me understand.
What don't you understand?
You're almost. I don't understand where you're coming from today. I guess I expected a little more of a harsh
critique. Yesterday moved the needle for me. Jason, I feel the same way I did after they lost to the Vikings. Was I a little bit optimistic probably 6 weeks ago? Yes. I thought it was Detroit and Philly for a vast majority of the season and Green Bay right there with them. I was wrong about that. But I'm not wrong in the fact that there's seven teams in this deal. Detroit has now put themselves at the top because they don't have to play, and they get to rest. But if you think, let me tell you something. If everybody thought this was such a no-doubter on Sunday, the spread would have started at 3 or 3.5. I'm sorry. Green Bay can beat Philadelphia. Now, am I going to pick them to? I don't know. But we're sitting here saying there's some huge chasm between both. There's just not. There is a chasm. But it's not a gulf. It's not some monster deal. And yesterday, if you're swayed at all by what you saw yesterday, I'm not in your camp. I can't help you. I'm not swayed. Other than Jordan's injury, yesterday meant nothing.
How about Christian Watson's injury?
It didn't. Were you counting on Christian Watson anyways, if we're being fair? Were you?
Yes. Against Philadelphia?
He hasn't been healthy. Jason, he hasn't been healthy. He hasn't been able to contribute. So it's hard for me to say.
It's not true at all. He injured his knee against the Saints.
How many
two
full
or
games
three?
Has he gotten through?
Come on.
I was not counting on big things from Chris. When he got hurt the last time, I kind of was thinking this might be his season. So I get it. If you want to sit here and say that they don't have a chance against Philly, great, go ahead.
That's not what I said, but we can't, like, all right, I'm a little, here's why I'm surprised by this, frankly. Because the guys in the locker room are concerned about the way they're playing. When Rashawn Gary and Xavier McKinney take control of the post-game, whatever you call that, when LaFleur talks,
and get after the team, that's not an indicator to me of a, oh, it's okay, these guys suck, and we didn't really try that hard. It's not a big deal. This didn't move the needle. Especially when Xavier McKinney does it. Because Xavier McKinney has not done anything like that earlier in the season. Losing Christian Watson, when the head coach admits that if Romeo Doubs hadn't been sick, Christian Watson wouldn't have even played. And then he does play, and then he tears his ACL. When the head coach, I don't think it's as egregious as Homer did last night, but bungles the use of the timeout late in the game and then has to admit that he lost the game to his players. When all those things happen against a putrid football team that had lost 10 in a row and whose quarterback threw a bunch of bubble screens and couldn't throw the ball down the field until they needed a game-winning field goal, I think there's more wrong than just, oh, they just lost to the Bears. They were going to be the sixth seed anyway. There is something to the way they're playing. They lost five of their six games in the division. The last team to do that was the best 4-12 team in NFL history, the team you were on in 05.
Yeah.
They got four of their wins against the worst division in football, the AFC South. I'm not saying they can't beat the Eagles, but they are going to need a perfect performance. They are not as good as we thought they were. They just aren't. Okay. And I was wrong about them. I thought they were better.
So you have them, so they're ranked seventh in the NFC, right? And you can say, well, they had to play a tougher schedule than Tampa and Saint and the Rams and all that. They are a tier
Is that even
two
true?
Team in the NFC. They are a tier two team. I don't know. You answer it. I am still more bullish than I think some people are. And you can say I'm a homer, great. They are not in the same level, tier, however you want to look at it, as some of these other teams. But, yes, guys in the locker room need to have that attitude. That's how you – every time you go out and play, you want to win and you want to do it. But the bottom line is what we saw yesterday was a team – they gave stuff away. They lost to a team they should have never lost to. But I don't know where their urgency level was. And if you want to say that's a problem, great. I'm all for it. You can. But knowing how this works, they will reset and they will give Philadelphia their best shot. And is it going to be enough? If they played like they did yesterday, no. Do I think they have more to offer? I do. But they have proven over this season they have not been able to get over the hump against really good teams. Is that going to change? Probably not. But to sit here and act like we're worse than the Bears and that this was some season that was more disappointing, you have to look at this from where they were, what division they were in. They were in one of the best – everybody talking about last night's game, the best regular season. Some people said the greatest regular season game of all time. I don't know if I'd go that far. But you have two teams that were head and shoulders above the entire rest of the deal that played last night, and four of your five losses, four of those five losses before last night were to those teams. So I can't sit here and say, was it disappointing that they lost to Detroit and Minnesota? They had opportunities in three of those four games. They're young. You can't have it both ways and say, this is a young team, and they're a year away, they're growing, it's linear, all this other stuff, and expect them to do all this other stuff. You can't have it both ways, Jason. And I feel like that's kind of where you're at. They had a better year than they did last year. Are they playing as well as they did at the end of the season last year as they did? Obviously, Jordan is not. But I would argue our defense is better than what it was last year. Our special teams are better than what it was last year. Our running game is better than what it was last year. Those three things. Jordan Love is not playing as well. The passing game is not as good. All those things can still be true, Jason. And you can say, well, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Yeah, we don't. That's the beauty of sports.
I'm glad you're putting a happy face on this. I'm glad. That's great. I'm curious
Jason,
to see if our callers...
Is this defense playing better?
First, first of all, you're misusing the growth is linear thing. It's not linear. You're
misusing
that. Our expectations for this team were higher than what they have been. They raised the expectations. They did. And now we're suddenly, after they lost to the Bears and the Vikings to close out the regular season, now we're saying, oh, well, they're the youngest team in the league again. Like, what are we doing here? Either we have expectations or we don't. And the expectation was they were going to be better than this.
Okay.
Well, no one's saying they didn't improve over last year. Jordan Love is not playing well. We crowned him, and we saw him get a $55 million a year contract.
Not arguing
that. He's not playing great.
Not gonna
even
argue
before
that.
He got hurt. So all I'm saying is that I'm trying to understand where you're at on this team. Because for a while, you were very high on them, and now that they've played poorly, and look, they beat the Saints, right? They did a great job in that game.
Beat them bad, shut them out.
A very impressive win over a very bad Saints team. But, like, I'm confused as to how you view them now. I really am. I thought you would be more critical. You got after them after the Vikings game and talked about how Kevin O'Connell ate Matt LaFleur's lunch. How did Matt LaFleur coach yesterday?
I don't
hear any critique of him.
No, he stunk. What do you want me to sit here and keep beating him down? No, he had a bad. He admitted he butchered it. He was bad yesterday. Do you want me to sit here and continue to pound on Matt? I'm not going to. I've made myself crystal clear.
I just don't understand what you think of this team right now. I don't get it.
So Jason, here's what I think. They are a better running team than they were last year with Josh Jacobs in this run game. They're better. They're special teams. They have a kicker they know will make kicks. They're special teams.
Anna, you're going to talk about their special teams being better on a
day their kicking
that
game
they
better
gave
than
up
it was last year.
A punt return for a touchdown when everyone ran to the wrong guy. Today's the day we're going to talk about their special teams being better.
Tough day
is
for
their
that.
Kicking game. Do you feel better about their kicking game this year than you did last year?
Undeniably.
That's all I'm seeing. There was a bad play yesterday, Jason. It happens in the NFL, okay? It's definitely better than what we've seen. Is their defense playing better, and do you think it's in a better spot than what it was last year going into Dallas?
Right up until they lined up safeties behind the line that the Bears needed to get to kick a field goal. Yes. Before that, yes, their defense was playing better.
So I understand all of your angst and all of what is being done. I get everybody's concerns. And my point is, this team, you get in the playoffs. If you find a way to beat Philly, which nobody is going to believe they can, I'm not even sure I believe they can. But if they do, I'm telling you, your tune will be completely different on Monday. And that's all I'm saying on this
whole
thing. So, and you think they have a puncher's chance, right? You don't think it's like no chance at all?
Again, saying that they have a chance to beat Philly and saying they're playing like garbage to finish the season when last year they went in as the hottest team in the heading into the playoffs, having won three in a row and thinking nobody wants to play them. No one in the NFC bracket is saying, ooh, I don't want to play the Packers. Ooh, I don't want to deal with them right now. They're not.
Not after yesterday. Yeah,
not after the way they started and the way they played most of the game in Minnesota either. They scored 15 fourth quarter points to get that game to where it was. But for most of the game, their offense was they were not very good. That's 2 weeks in a row heading into the playoffs. You played 11 years. How many times did you go into the playoffs where you were limping and stumbling and bumbling in and thought, all right, we're in good shape? I'm not saying they can't win. I'm saying this is not, and Matt LaFleur said it, this is not how you wanted to go into the playoffs. But this is our circumstance.
Well, no blank. But I still think this is a team. Jason, who wants to lose to a bad Bears team that hadn't won since the election?
You just said it didn't matter, though. It does matter.
I don't think yesterday's game matters.
How
no,
they played mattered. How they
the Jordan
played mattered.
Love, yeah, I just disagree with you. This was a preseason game. This was a preseason game. That's how it looked to me. That's how they approached it. And whether or not that's how they intended to or not, it is what it is. It didn't change anything of what was going to happen outside of the boys feeling good about where they're at.
Isn't that
These guys
important?
Have played. It is. It is important.
Then what are we talking about here?
But, Jason, had they won yesterday or had they lost, do you think that the confidence in that locker room is shot? Because if you do, then I'll take a lot of credence in what you're saying.
I think there are people in that locker room that are very concerned about how they're playing, yes. I do. And they're not going to say, yeah, I can't believe how badly we're playing this. I'm really worried about what we're going to. They're not going to say that to us. Of course not. But do they think they can't win? Have they given are they booking their private jets to go home? No.
That's what it sounds like from you.
No,
that's not what it sounds like.
No, come on. Don't do that. I am
You're telling me they are concerned about.
They are.
You are.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely
yes,
not.
Yes, you are. Okay. Oh, you got to win in the Super Bowl.
I want to get some calls, so we'll get to our positives and negatives after Tausch tells us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Jason, I guess the question I will. The question I have is nothing changed from yesterday outside of they played a bad game.
Right, and that's my point. Like, if they – and look, Xavier McKinney even said, I don't care if we would have won that game. I'd still feel bad about the way we played.
Yeah.
So, again, you're right. From a perspective of it impacting where they were in the playoff pecking order, it meant nothing. Bupkis, zilch, zero, nada. From the perspective of we didn't beat the Lions, we went to Seattle and won, we beat a really bad Saints team, then we lost to the Vikings.
That almost beat Tampa. That almost beat Tampa yesterday. They did.
Then they lost to the Vikings and then lost this game. Yep. They do not feel good about how they're playing. They just don't. And that's what matters. How it affected the standings doesn't matter. The way they feel about the way they're playing, I'm telling you, the messaging was not as sunshiny as you are today.
I guess if I'm coming off sunshiny, I'm trying to come off as realistic about what's happening.
Today's poll question. Does Tausch come off sunshiny?
Well, I'll tell you what. Everybody is feeling sad about the way the Packers' season ended, even though the postseason starts and the game meant really nothing as far as seeding goes. Happy New Year means a lot of rough days ahead for those who do suffer from being sad, seasonal affective disorder. Plenty of gray and frigid days on the horizon where all you want to do is just be snugly and warm at home. It would have been nice for Green Bay to get a home game, but that didn't happen either. Pella can make your home as beautiful on the outside as it is comfortable on the inside. Celebrate the new year with zero interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But hurry up. You only have until January 31st, so visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. Certain restrictions do apply.
We'll get to our positives and negatives and yours next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Is the number 844-770-3776. We will get to your calls coming up. Tausch, among the many positives you took out of yesterday, what was the biggest one?
our kicker. He was my dog of the game in the post game. The dude has just been he's been a godsend for this football team, and the fact that I know at the end of the game, and Homer was really difficult or hard on Matt LaFleur for timeouts and everything else that he used and didn't use. And 55 yards in those conditions, and boom, no problem. It makes you feel good that if it seems like, we won't be able to play a close game against Philly because they're just too good, and Green Bay's confidence is too shot. But if it does come down to a late kick, I think most of us feel really good about where we're at with the Green Bay kicking game. It was my biggest positive from yesterday.
Yeah, with good reason.
Packers, they don't have any chance. Write them off. It's over. They stink because they can't beat the Bears in a glorified preseason game. Everybody overreact. That's what we're doing. Jason, It's a young team that's growth. It don't just grow all this way. It's linear. Oh, no, no. Okay. All right, Jason.
It's not linear. It's not linear. All right.
Retired Navy fella, send your tweet out already. I know it's coming.
So then tell me why they're so concerned.
Because, Jason, you know this, like I know this, and people that have been around locker rooms. Confidence is everything, and that's why I'm concerned. I'm not trying to sit here, and if you notice, I have backed off of that this team is as good or is right there with the big boys. They're not. I said that after Minnesota. They're not there. And the facts are
right,
the facts.
Which goes back to the question I asked, which was, did we overestimate them for most of the year? And if you have pulled back on what we thought of them, I'm saying I did too. So that's what I don't understand what we're arguing about, because we both have come to the realization that for much of the year we thought they were better than they have turned out to be.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And for me, it was always going to be Green Bay and Detroit. And whoever won the division was going to probably be in a position to have the one seed. And you get there, you're in command. Detroit is in command as we sit here because they don't have to play. Everything else, as everybody knows, if you feel good about what your team is, and right now Green Bay doesn't, but I'm telling you right now, you know how you flip that is by having a performance against a team that's going to be rusty, quarterback hadn't played in a month, you win one game in the postseason, everything changes. That's why I poo-poo yesterday, because yes, your confidence is down. Sometimes that makes you bow up. Now, I don't know how they're going to react and respond to what we saw yesterday. If it's, I don't trust that my teammates are going to be able to get it done. Right now, there's no reason for this team to feel like we get in a close game against a good team, we're going to beat them. Because they haven't done it. Fair. I can't argue with you on that. But I just know how this goes, and you saw it last year. They won games. They felt a lot better going into the postseason. I agree with you. They won a game that was a playoff game, and then they beat Dallas. And then they had San Fran on the ropes. Everything changes like that. I say the NFL, you know, everything moves quickly. Well, the postseason's on steroids. Everything moves even hyper quickly. And if you find a way to knock off Philly, I'm telling you right now, conversations are going to be a lot different. But as we sit here today on 1-6, we are not one of the best teams in the NFC. We're not. But that doesn't mean we can't be for that one day. That's it.
Or for 3 days, just the first day of the playoff games, and then when they play the first seeded team, and then when they play in the NFC Championship game. What was your biggest negative, if you have one?
Oh, God. No, I do, and it was our passing game. I don't know what the heck is going on. That, if you want, why do you keep doing that? You're so annoying today. I think, where is our play-action pass game? Like, why are we not, you know, I know LaFleur was all about, well, it's not about going under center. Get back to going under center, faking that stretch, booting out Jordan, getting some easy throws. Everything looks like you're pulling teeth. It is root canal city when it comes to our passing game. And if you want to be negative Nancy and think we have no chance, that would be your reasoning. But our run game is still good, and I would hope that Matt LaFleur is thinking, you know what, maybe we need to get back to doing some play action pass and some things that will get guys open and get some easy throws so we can find a rhythm, because there were more scud balls and balls in the dirt and ball sailing. Jordan Love has not been good, guys. I don't know if that's breaking news. He has been inaccurate. He has not taken the whoop. Even in some of the other games, he has not been as good as we needed or hoped for him to be. So that's my concern. And without Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs needs to get back out there. He needs to be that guy that can catch the slants and do some stuff underneath. But without Watson, a Philly is going to go man-to-man, and they're going to say, we saw what Detroit did to Minnie last night. That's what's going to happen. And you better have some big – who's going to cause big plays? Are you going to get Malik Heath out there, who did some good things? So if you want to be this needs to be a heavy dose of Josh Jacobs and play action, pass these boys to death. If you don't do that, yeah, Monday will be cleanout day. Next Monday will be locker cleanout day if that is not what happens next weekend.
Yeah, when I heard Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love say after the Vikings game that we need to win our one-on-one matchups in the passing game, the first thought I had was, wait a minute, that's what Mike McCarthy used to say, and this offense is predicated on you scheming people open. So are we no longer successfully scheming people open? Is that part of the issue here?
It didn't seem like that. Where are the easy throws? So listen, here's the
correct
third down on third and six. You got to win. There isn't scheming stuff open. You scheme guys open on first and second down. Matt LaFleur has been really good at that. And by the way, for everybody saying fire Matt LaFleur, even though I know people have written articles about stuff we've said here, Matt LaFleur has not done a great job on things. I have been critical of when I feel like Matt LaFleur needs. Matt LaFleur is a really good ball coach.
Yeah.
He schemes guys open. Uh-huh. For everybody that's crushing him about certain things. By the way, he can be criticized. He's
no
a big
doubt.
Boy. He's 6 years in. And some of the stuff that I criticized him about, I will continue to. He won a challenge yesterday. That's a positive. First one of the year. Kudos to you, Matt. But your end-of-the-game management and how you operated stunk. It did. It was bad. It was bad. But that's not the part I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned about is what you're talking about. He has been so good at getting Tucker Kraft open in the middle, getting those bootlegs, the Kyle Shanahan, all of the stuff that this offense is predicated on. And by the way, now, we have a really good run game. Josh Jacobs, a dog. Emmanuel Wilson ran well yesterday.
He did.
Utilize that. Let's not get into run, third and six pass. Hey, let's run some fakes. Let's take some shots. And by the way, then have some stuff underneath. Get 15-yard chunk plays is good, too. We're not doing any of that. I hope he's just kind of holding off and saying we're going to wait till Philly. But he needs to be better, and we need to get easier throws, especially if Jordan's not going to be 100%.
Look, we can all agree that just because you play poorly in your last two games and lose them does not mean that you can't play well next Sunday at 3:30 Central Time and beat the Eagles on the road. No one is saying, at least not on this panel, that they are incapable of winning. But trends and performances do matter, and the way you go into the postseason does matter. And, yes, they were underdogs last year going into Dallas, who had not lost all season at home and who had led the league in scoring. And they played great. But my question is, I don't understand where your optimism comes from for a team who still can't get a pass rush against a guy who was sacked 67 times coming into the game.
Listen, yesterday is not the game to say that.
I'm not done.
Okay. All right.
Against a team that is still struggling with its pass rush, against a team or with a team that is struggling with its quarterback being accurate even before he hit his elbow and lost feeling in his hand, with an offense that will no longer have its downfield threat, who even when he didn't get the ball still opened things up for other people. Okay, all those things do matter. They do. And so, can they win? I am not saying it is impossible for them to win. It is not a 0% chance. But I want to know why people feel optimism other than, well, they just won't play that way in the game against the Eagles. What is the basis for your optimism? Because the way they're playing does not lend itself to that.
Yeah, I won't argue with you on that. But I believe in this run game. I think this defense is better and can get after people. I think our front's better than what people think. Now, are they going to get home rushing four against Jalen Hurts? They're not. Philadelphia's offensive line 10 times better than what Chicago put out there yesterday. Chicago couldn't run a play, guys. They bubble screamed and tossed everything.
Yeah.
And until Green Bay decides to rush three and leave the middle of the field vacant because they think they can't run a, get down there and spike the ball, which was completely idiotic, and everybody admitted to that afterwards. You tossed away a game you shouldn't have, and then you have my guy, my Steinhoffler, horse-collaring people idiotically at the end. So, okay, but would we have really felt that much better had Enagbare not horse-collared him and they won the game 22-21? No, I don't think we would have.
Xavier McKinney said no. But, again, there it does feel different when you still win, right? When you find a way to win and your kicker comes through with a 55-yarder, like, it does feel different. And when you sit there and you think on the other side of the what-if game that without Carl Brooks' middle finger, they would have gone winless in the division? That's a tough one to think about. That's all. All right, let's get to your calls because I know, Jesse, I believe...
I don't know where it went from... I think I had this team being better than they were last year. They are.
They are.
They're better.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay, and did we think, you said they won't win a Super Bowl. I said, you know what? If they can win the division, I like their chance. If they can't, going to be tough sled. It's where they're at. So I'm not sure. We act like they can't have a bad game. Well, yeah, Jason, 17 weeks, I was marveling, outside of the Detroit first game where they stunk for most of it, how this team beat every team they were supposed to, and there were no real full-game clunkers a la Jacksonville versus the New Orleans Saints 38-3. There were none of those all season. Mm-hmm. That ain't easy to do. This team is better than what they showed yesterday. Will they show that Sunday? I don't know. It's a young team that's still growing. It's linear. It's a linear
deal.
It's
not linear. We're going to go straight, linearly, to the phone lines next. 844-770-3776. I'm dying. There has been a bunch of text messages that Jesse has shown from the Carbless Talking text line. We didn't read any of them on the air, but I'm really curious what's piling up in that inbox presented by Carbless. Lists is more, and there's more text than we know what to do with. We'll get to your calls on the Carbless Talk and Text line, 844-770-3776. And next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
Texas, Ohio State at the Capital One Orange Bowl. Penn State, Notre Dame at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. The semifinals of the College Football Playoff. Coverage begins Thursday and Friday at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
Call 844-770-3776. Let's start in Boca Raton.
Morty?
Del Boca Vista. It's Nick in Boca Raton. Nick, good morning. What do you got for us?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Of course, of course. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm just, a little bit concerned about the Packers going into the playoffs just because the way that they've been playing over the last two games. I have a question for Tausch about Matt LaFleur. Do you think that Matt LaFleur has been hesitant to show all his stuff after we clinched the playoffs? Like, it seems like he hasn't been showing all his stuff. Is he concerned about putting things on tape and holding stuff back? What do you think?
Because he's definitely not showing much.
Yeah, thanks for the call. No, I don't think he's holding things back. I I think there's been some poor execution in the pass game, and I don't know what the rationale. I'm sure there's probably some trinkets that he's going to show. Yesterday, I think you put the Malik Willis out with Jordan Love to get the Philadelphia Eagles to have to practice that. That's
right.
Why you do that.
Yep.
I don't think
Agreed.
That's so. That's mm-hmm. fun. That's a little preseason-y ish
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
So. As far as, like, is he going into that game yesterday saying, well, we're not going to put any of the good stuff in? No, they wanted to win. I just don't know where the mentality of the team was. Josh Jacobs saying before the game that he didn't expect to get a ton of carries. Like, you can't be half in on this. It makes it really tough. And that's why I'm more optimistic, Jason, than I think you are, because I don't know what the approach was from yesterday other than it was not fully committed to what they were trying to do. I didn't feel like everybody was on board with that, and that's how you lose to a team that can only throw bubble screens and tosses. So that's the part of it. So I don't think, to answer your question, it's not, well, Matt LaFleur's holding everything back. No. There are things to be majorly concerned about in this passing game. I'm concerned about it.
Yeah,
Matt LaFleur
on the passing game. Matt LaFleur on the passing game. It hasn't been good.
Yeah,
it's extremely frustrating right now.
Yeah, I'm with him. Yeah, I'm with him on that.
Again, for those that tuned in late, this is what I'm talking about in terms of my estimation of where this team is. When the coach is saying that going into the playoffs, and your argument is, well, we can just flip the switch, or it's the playoffs, it's a new season, we're 0-0.
It is.
That's a tough argument to make when your own coach is talking about the passing game as extremely frustrating, and it's not very good right now.
So I'm sure you, being a good reporter that you are, said, well, what's frustrating about it? Why has it been like this? Why is it regressed?
So
what did he say when you asked that follow-up?
No, that's the question today, because I would have gotten I've got to look at the film. You know I would have.
Okay.
You know I would have. And you know that
hope.
I'm going to ask that today. So
okay.
On the other part of this, and again, one of the other things that bothered me about
that's good, Jesse. One concerned caller, zero not concerned.
Make sure you tune in on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter so you can watch the video stream. In addition to the timeout, time management at the end of the game, which obviously Homer was in up in arms about.
That was not good.
There were two other things that Matt LaFleur acknowledged that I thought, uh-oh. One, during the week, he talked about what a colossal mistake it had been to tell the 2021 team going into the Detroit game to close out the regular season that the starters were only playing the first half, and they were half-assed as a result. Okay? But then yesterday he says the idea was to get up big and then get guys out of the game. So he said after the game. So clearly, they had some idea that was the plan.
Well, Josh Jacobs' quote before the game
right.
let you know that.
Right. So it was a mistake
in
21.
That's my half-pregnant.
Isn't it a mistake in 24?
That's the half-pregnant bit, and that's where you have to be decisive. And Philly took a lot of heat for not having Saquon set, but he was Wednesday or Thursday. I was like, no, they're not playing. I know it's a tough decision. It's not easy to figure that out, but you have to be very decisive as a head coach on what your approach is going to be. You can have in your mind, you could say, we are going to go and we're going full tilt. That's what we're doing. And then you can pull back. I always say it's a lot easier if you're a horse trainer to have to pull back than to continue to hit and to go, right?
Uh-huh.
So just say, we're going. And then you, as a group, as coaches, can say, all right, well, hey, you know what, Josh Jacobs, we want to get him 12 carries. We want to have him do this. And then if somebody gets hurt, like we saw yesterday, you're going to get judged. And that's the hard part of this gig. But that's why you're a big boy, and that's why you get paid big boy dollars.
And the other part that I didn't like was when Rob Domofsky asked him if Watson being active – was related to Romeo Doubs being sick and inactive.
Well, I hope that's not true.
And the answer was that had a lot to do with it.
Ugh.
And what bothers me about that, look, I'm not saying that he tore his ACL because he had a sore left knee. I don't know that. I am not an exercise physiologist.
Are we sure he's got a torn ACL?
I'm sure. No, I don't know that for certain. I was told
that three times.
Because I'm fairly confident that that's what occurred here. But if you weren't going to play him, if Romeo Doubs wasn't sick, then just have four wide receivers active. And if you have to go...
Get Musgrave in there. Do a little 12 personnel. Let's go.
You got four tight ends active. You got Fitzpatrick, Musgrave, Kraft, and my guy Chipotle Ben Sims. You can. You don't need to have. If you had reservations about playing Christian Watson and his dad, with a comment yesterday on social media about making the choice for the team and then make it turning out the way it did, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
That, I thought, was a pretty damning admission from the head coach.
I don't like that at all. I was very surprised watching the inactives come out that he was going to play. Because to me, even if he's limited when you go to Philly, having him available as a decoy or having him available for if he's not healthy completely
like he was against
is
Dallas.
A game changer from a coverage standpoint. So that part, I can agree with you on all three of those, and that comes down to, you know, the questions and where Matt LaFleur is at. He's rightfully taken a lot of criticism today.
All right, we'll get to more of your calls coming.
But he won a challenge.
I
thought his emotional capabilities yesterday were a lot better. I thought he held himself together in a good way.
Yeah, well, he must have read that column that it quoted you extensively. What they did not quote you about was your love of Quick Trip, which I felt like that was a missed opportunity to get in somewhere in that story. Chicken, chicken, chicken.
Well, Jason, life's busy. And Quick Trip, we get it at Quick Trip. Whether you're craving fresh coffee, I got a little bit, a tasty bakery treat, a quick grab-and-go meal or snack, Quick Trip is your go-to. Variety and quality fast service. Quick Trip's team is all about making your day easier and better, from clean restrooms to fresh groceries and everything in between. Quick Trip's got you covered. Plus ATMs, free air for your tires, but those aren't the only perks. You get bananas and jumbo onions, and guess what? Potatoes! They're back, all 29 cents a pound. Plus, you get the Quickery Breakfast Sausage Links, $2.49 for a 12-ounce pack, Nature's Touch Shredded, or Block Cheese, 2 for $4. You get Quickery Snack Pies, 5 for $5. Wow. That is a deal. And don't forget about their chicken. $6.99 whole roasted chickens on Mondays and an 8-piece tender or bone-in for $9.99. Heat them up cold, whatever you need, and winter days with soup bags. I love a good soup in the wintertime, man. I'll tell you what now. You get that, or you can get $6.99 cheese mountain pizzas on Thursdays and Fridays for thin crust, $9.99 for specialty. Download the Quick Rewards app today. Take advantage of all Quick Trip has to offer. Order ahead for pickup or curbside. Quick Trip, we'll see ya next time.
We'll get to more of your calls on the Carbless Talk and Text line next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
Let's get back to the phones. Now, let's just say this. If our next caller, from what some are saying is the 51st state, decides to be negative in his call, then we got problems. Let's go north of the border to Canada, which I certainly hope we're not taking over, and talk to Ricardo. Ricardo, good morning. Be
good
that ray of sunshine
morning,
you always are.
Of course. Buddy, it's playoff season, baby. What else is there not to be excited about? There is only 14 teams You can go to Ohio. There's three teams there crying. Go to Florida. There's more teams crying. We are in the playoffs, baby. We're in the dance. We may have another girlfriend, but we're at the dance. That's all that matters, okay? So listen, can we beat Philadelphia? You bet your ass we can. You know why? Because you need to accentuate the positives and hide the negatives. Our passing game is not playing very well right now, but we can run the damn ball. Our defense, our front four, they're not getting home. But when we blitz, we have a pretty good percent pressure rate, all right? We can do it because we got to do it. Yep. There's nothing else to it but to do it, all right? Are we playing the best round? No. And I tell you this, and I can't call again for the rest of the week. The game is going to come down to Matt LaFleur. And what I mean by that is this. In the first quarter, we'll talk the hop. If he goes in there clutching his fist and not playing loose and free and aggressive game plan, we will lose the game. We are the away team. We need to go and steal a victory and take a victory. They will not give it to us, all right? So none of this dinking and diving, and we need to play aggressively, three wideouts, down the field, push the ball, all right? Hell, there is no going home. Now the bullets are real. We need to do it. There is no tomorrow, okay? So whatever happened yesterday, that's, I don't even think about yesterday, all right? The past is the past.
Yesterday's
you're undefeated.
Past.
It's a 0-0 for everybody, okay? This is a new season. It's a new game plan. It's a new time to win. Can we win the Super Bowl? You're damn right, because there's 14 teams in the playoffs, and we're one of them. That's what we need to think about going forward. The time to be negative will be when we, if we're eliminated from the playoffs. Not right now, okay? We need to push forward.
Amen.
We need to give them the most as much momentum as possible. It's the playoffs, baby. Anything can happen. Woo!
Atta baby, Ricardo. So a couple things, though. He kind of counterbalanced himself a little bit there. I agree with him when he said, well, the passing game is struggling. You pound the football, but then you don't go three wides and air it out. Like, there's a balance there. This needs to be, I think Josh Jacobs needs to be 30-plus. If we're going to win, he needs to have 30 touches on Sunday. And you need to get the play action. This needs to be a Kraft Jacobs game. That's it. Those two need to be the dogs, and then you need to get some turnovers from – I think Jalen Hurts is going to be rusty. I think Xavier McKinney is going to get him. I think you're going to see the defense is going to have at least two turnovers, and if that happens, they'll beat Philly. Those are big asks, but we have two dudes that have been really great pickups, and they need to be the elevators if you're going to find a way to beat Philly Sunday.
I was expecting a little more substance to Ricardo's boosting comments.
I liked it, though. Fired up.
Yeah, he's fired up. They're in the dance. Mike and Madison on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Momentum is a state of mind. And it was disheartening for Jordan Love to say, but does it matter? Regarding the loss, yes, it does matter, Jordan. A win is positivity that carries throughout preparation for the playoffs. Tausch, I want you to address this, then we'll get to more calls. Mentality-wise, okay, you're an analyst now. You're not a player.
Correct.
Is your positivity that you have delivered this morning you as an analyst, or is that how you would be feeling if you were still the starting right tackle instead of Zach Tom?
I think if I'm in that locker room, I'm concerned, but I'm also excited if I know the guys in the locker room and how they respond. This has been a team that has not had a ton of adversity. They've had a couple of tough losses. It's been that kind of season. You know the guys you have in that locker room, and there is a big difference. Once that postseason hits, it's a new era, new game, and I think it will be of utmost importance. And, Jess, you can put this down for Friday's show. Key to the game is needing to start fast and getting – because that positivity and that belief, that is a really important thing. I think it's really important for young teams, especially in the beginnings of seasons – to get a little confidence going, because confidence is in every sport. Don't care if it's youth hockey, if it's college football, whatever. It is a vital thing, but you can recapture it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not some fleeting thing that just goes. it can get away from you and it's too late, but it is something that can be recaptured. Green Bay has to recapture it, and I do believe you got a bunch of good dudes that can recapture it, and I think there is enough talent to win. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm optimistic. But the facts are the facts. This passing game and where we're at, I don't know where Jordan's at health-wise. It sounds like he's going to be able to play. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's more of a nerve thing than anything mm-hmm. else. So if that's alleviated from the conversation, now we got to figure out how can we get you to perform and be more efficient than what you've been. That needs to be a collaboration between Matt and Jordan.
We'll get to more of your calls to kick off the 10 o'clock hour in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.